remind me, I don't have to tick the no and okay thing until I finish writing,
Right,
but
until
it's only
you,
when I go back to it I can tick okay
it's
again.
only when you change pages, before you move to another page, you get that.
So if
So if
you're
you,
back to a page and you tick it again to leave it for the second time.
right, whenever, it's like it, the pen creates these little files for each page number, and so after you, after it has, you know, seen what you've written, you tick the okay to tell it which file to put that
so
information
if
in.
I'm working on, if I've done a page, I'm on the second page, I tick it to say I finished that page and I go back to it, so I can just write and then not
Yeah.
tick until I've finished writing again.
Right.
Yeah, so it's
Right.
always after, you never
It's
have
always
to do it
after.
before.
It's always after. Because each okay box is unique. So it, when you tick the okay box, it tells the pen, this is page 39, this is page 45.
What have we got?
Well, the first thing I think is we need to sort out the call for abstracts or the call for titles because I think that's kind of overdue.
Right.
Yeah. So I volunteer to do that if you like. Okay, so I'll do that. I think it was it Thursday today. I'll do that by the end of the week.
And Ian, was it your idea to skip a bit in it where you say you know, we're inviting like from quite a wide range of directions of English?
Yeah, we're going to do that, but I think we should probably send out separate calls. Okay, so we'll send one that won't make. I mean, we could mention the fact that we're inviting other people, but I think it would probably just—I mean, it probably won't matter too much to the other linguists that we're having other people there. We can mention it, but it's not going to be too essential, and we might actually just end up making them worry that, you know, they're going to lose their place or whatever.
Separate calls is a good idea.
But we do have to decide a priority thing, so that's something else we can. So that's the one for me, basically. I'll just send that out. Now, Claire, that's the other thing. She can deal with the psychology. Psychology people probably, I reckon that's the best thing to do. She'll know which email address to use and everything else. So, if one of us could email Claire.
Yeah.
Is it was like a volunteering? Yeah. Or
okay,
yeah,
so
right.
Robert,
yeah, when and where.
So, Robert emails Claire, and we're going to need to decide exactly what she's going to say on there. We might need to just remind her of the dates, in case she doesn't know.
Yeah.
If she gets the dates right. I know she already knows that it's just anyone doing psycholinguistics, so that's fine.
And that should kind of take care of itself as well, if she just sends one over to everyone, then only the psycholinguist will say what's funny.
Yeah, exactly. But then there's the rest of PPLS, and I think we need to decide whether
the text for the actual call, is she going to rework something or?
I think she should just write her own. Probably.
I think she might be glad to see. Kind of their one for linguistics.
Okay, so what we'll do,
that's always quite
I mean, the thing is that the main call will go out before she's got around to it anyway, so what I'll do is I'll copy it, I'll CC her on the...
Because I can't imagine there being a central difference really between...
No, there won't be, the only thing I'm thinking is I want to make sure that it stands out as something applicable to them, that they don't go, oh, we're just getting rubbish from...
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
sending it, she's probably got a site email address as well, and it might look a bit more relevant to them.
They know her.
Yeah,
That's the
exactly.
thing.
They know her, etc. So yeah, so if we've s if I've CC'd the original one, then you can tell her that that can be the basis for the basis for her email, and just make sure that they know it's relevant to them, etc. And obviously in PPLS we've also got English language now. In a way we could send out that first call to them just as part of the same email, because I think they're more likely to think it was relevant to them. I don't really know. I don't really know what you think about that. But I think we definitely should open it up to English language. I think particularly at the moment, because they're really trying to sort of merge us into one subject area, even though it should be meaningless because we're all part of the school. I think that it does actually make a difference, and so I think we should invite them. But then we've still got the problem of priority issue. So, you know, probably what I was thinking is certainly second and third years absolutely need to be top priority. But then there's a kind of awkward question of where we put first years, because they don't need to. If they want to, should they have priority? This is a kind of lower point, but it kind of crosses over with deciding what we're going to do.
Well, do we have an idea of how many people we're gonna actually have the whole thing? Any kind of, because
Well,
I think it seems to me it'd be quite obvious when we just
think
subtract the
so.
number of second and third year students and then everything else is just I would favor doing it just on a first come, first serve basis.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's send out the call as soon as possible, see what reactions we get, and then
Okay.
But we know, but like,
see if we
say, I
have to put
mean,
on some
we were going to
restraints.
do this thing for, I can't even remember, was it 2 or 3 days?
It's 3 days.
Okay, and so how many posters and talks are we
Right,
going to actually be able to get in?
they were
Let's see.
20-minute talks with 10-minute question time, okay? And you can run two in a row, but probably
Up to
not
three,
up
but
to three.
don't
Two,
exaggerate,
what do
yeah.
you think? Two in a row or three in a row?
If you turn it around, that's an hour, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then give it a 20-minute break, perhaps.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, every time we have a break, there's a question of whether we actually serve coffee and biscuits and things, because that's a kind
I'm
of normal
thinking
thing to do.
if we go for, say, I'm thinking a slot of 1.5 hour each, so three coaches each, that will be three per day times three will be 27.
So are you saying have, say, three sessions in a row and then do that twice in the morning and twice in the afternoon? So that's
Once in
six
the morning,
hours.
twice in the afternoon.
Oh, so just have 1.5 hours in the morning?
Yeah. I mean, or twice in the morning, once in the
'Cause, I
afternoon.
mean, would 6 hours a day be pushing it? Not necessarily, because, I mean, the good thing is,
Would we get that many people wanting to give talks?
well, I suppose what we can do is think about the structure now and say, right, what's the maximum we can do? So I think that's about as much as we can do, to have 1.5 hours, then have a coffee break, then have 1.5 hours, then have lunch, 1.5 hours, coffee break, 1.5 hours. And so that would be 18 hours of talks overall. But what do we say? So it's 12, 36 talks, is that right? Maximum 36.
Second and third year students are.
know that we've got an absolute limit of about 36 talks. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're also gonna be having posters, aren't we? And I should imagine that most people rather get a poster than get a talk.
And that's what the coffee breaks will be for, and maybe lunch times, but coffee breaks are probably more like are gonna be a better time because people will hang around, whereas people are more likely to go off somewhere for lunch, aren't they?
Yeah, but wouldn't we want to actually just like dedicate an afternoon or a
Yeah,
morning to being
yeah.
a poster session?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Poster session is a good idea because just the people presenting the posters are there and can say something about it. Actually, there's always the problem again. Then the people who are presenting the posters don't get around to go and look at others'
Yeah,
posters.
exactly.
But let's
I
see
mean,
about
people
that.
kind of like generally sort them out themselves, sort that out themselves. And that's the thing about posters, unless you kind of say, you know, a few names in there,
Yes.
it's half the effort that you can move and the others can't.
So, how long should a poster session be? Like, how long will people want to mill around for looking at?
I'd make it a whole morning or a whole afternoon. I mean, just because, like, ones that I've been to as well, people tend to kind of come and go from them. I'd say either a whole morning or a whole afternoon, at least, but that's just based on the ones that I've been to.
So that means we could have 30 talks plus 1 AM or PM posters. Yeah? And we could probably get quite a few in there. At least six, anyway.
Six.
At least six posters.
Oh,
So I
right,
mean during the
yeah.
session, like how many can you have going on at once?
Well, that's just kind of dictated by the
Well,
size
the
of the room,
space.
really, yeah. I mean, would we have poster boards, or is it just going to be posters on the walls? Did like,
Do we know more information on
I should have found this out. Are you guys second years or first years?
First year,
You guys
first
first years, so none of us have been to this before.
No.
All right.
I've been to Durham postgraduate conference, and I mean every conference I've ever been to, but the posters have always been in the coffee break, which is why. Probably because normally they're limited on space and they.
Actually, we have a message here from Miss about the poster session.
Yeah.
Poster session was introduced in 1999 as part of the main conference. In 2000, it was held separately in October. The intention was to use it as a way to introduce incoming postgrad students to the department's research culture. However, I did not pursue this idea the following year because the comments I received from students in 2000 were generally discouraging. On the other hand, I later learned that some students did find the October poster session quite a useful experience. My suggestion, therefore, is to re-examine the idea of poster session altogether and find a better way to implement it if there seems to be enough interest in it.
Well, I think keeping it alongside the conference is possibly one way of
Yeah, last
maintaining
sentence.
interest.
One possibility is to put it back in the main conference and let people choose between a paper presentation and a poster.
Yeah,
I think
that.
that's definitely a good idea. The way to start it. I can imagine it would seem a bit random just to have like a poster session and just have a poster session. What would be at the beginning? And so I suppose, is it normally second years do it, like just after they've come back for this?
Oh, you mean the October thing?
That's what it would be, I
I
think.
thought, well, it seemed to me that he was saying that everyone would do it because its goal was to give the new intake
Yeah.
Yeah,
a
but
go.
I don't think he means that it would be that first years who've only just arrived would do a poster.
Oh,
That would be a bit odd,
no,
wouldn't it?
yeah.
Okay, so at least
Well, the
anyone
poster I
who's
might do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I might do. I'm still a little bit doubtful, but so that's good anyway. So we've got an idea. I think there's 30 talks and say 6, 10 posters, whatever we can manage to fit in the room. So we need to look at where we're gonna hold it.
But the ultimate decision is on our side because we have to see how does it work out with the process session? How does it work out with the talks?
Well, what we'll do is we can just say, if you want to do a talk, then just say so. And if you want to do a poster, then say you want to do a poster, and we can sort of base it around that. And if we get absolutely tons of people wanting to do posters, and we don't think there's a, you know, everyone's kind of done it as a cop out, then we might have to sort of say to them, well, you know, would you consider doing a talk instead? Because, particularly the second and third years, because we need more talks, and just, you know, do it like that. We could even say something like, you know, first years might want to give a poster or something like that, because I don't know, maybe that's a bad idea.
Just throw a general suggestion at them, see what happens.
Okay. Okay, so we've got some sort of idea of structure and how many talks we're going to be able to have.
Well, the maximum. I mean, I
I
guess
mean,
that will evolve when you get the response from
yeah.
after
Okay.
first Langston Show, I
So,
guess.
Okay, so English language, we'll put on the main call, and I'll just kind of market it as a linguistics English language or something like that, I think.
And is the other main group then philosophy?
Yes, and informatics we've got to think about as well. So I had a look at whether they do philosophy of language and logic and stuff here, and they kind of do. There's
I think they do.
about three or four full-time members of staff that list philosophy of language as a major interest. So chances are they're going to have some PhD students that are interested. So do we think we should invite them? I think I'd be surprised if we got sort of four out of them. I think that would be
Still,
amazing if we did. So I think it's probably worth it. I don't think we're going to get inundated with requests. So I think it's worth asking them.
Asking philosophy.
Yeah.
I'm thinking informatics would.
I mean, I think informatics is definitely worth asking. There's CSDR and HCRC.
I mean, I'm thinking that the informatics potentially is quite a big response.
Yes. It is.
Yeah, might be interesting stuff coming in. There's something recently about, I think, somebody's master's project to look in how far English is actually, or in how far English is a shaping influence on programming languages.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it is.
Would we want to ask them and put some kind of like proviso in to make it specific to sort of preemptively leave out the numbers, or should we just say to
Yeah,
them,
well,
oh,
it would be
we're
nice to
thinking
do
about
that.
language, you know,
It would be
keen on
nice.
them thinking about
It would be
language.
nice to do it. The thing is, we can't afford to bias it towards any particular kind of linguistics in a sense, because it's such a, because of the way our department is, then we're supposed to sort of embrace all kinds. In fact, even by inviting people from informatics and from, or maybe from philosophy and things, it might bias it in a particular direction. But I don't know, it's probably not too bad. I think that between philosophy, informatics and psychology, we've probably got quite a lot for everything anyway. The thing is, the one thing is, the only kind of people doing anything like So,
conference and we'd
yeah.
like to invite guest
So,
speakers from Mathematics.
you're going to email Claire.
Yep.
So who wants to send something out to Informatics?
I'll do that, that's fine.
Yeah. All right.
And if I can touch on philosophy as well.
Yeah, sure. So yeah, so what you want to say is anyone who wants to give a talk on logic or philosophy of language, but put a warning that if it's logic, then there's a good chance that none will understand, or not that many. I mean, maybe if you just put, yeah, just put philosophy of language. That's probably good.
Yeah,
Or
I mean,
or just or
when
any
you send them a thing saying
some
linguistics is
relevant
part of
philosophy.
messages having postgraduate things, so if you're a philosophy student with your work has got an interest in language,
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all you
Yeah.
do. Yeah, I think
Anything
that's as
relevant
much as
philosophy.
you need to say. That's fine. So you've got to work out
And
how to
basically what I was
do that
thinking
and who's
was just sending them your call to papers and changing it slightly to say, Dear philosophy students.
Yeah, that's
Yes.
fine. That's fine. That's what you want to do. As long as it's clear from the subject bar that it's relevant to them and that it says somewhere that for philosophy students with an interest in language, and that's it. And then between us, we'll have to have another meeting. And I mean, at the same time as we're sorting through all the other titles and deciding how to divide up the sessions. See, someone suggested to me that it's actually better to have talks on a similar topic spread out as much as possible, which to me just seemed absolutely crazy. And the reason she gave me was something to do with taking out like a whole day or a whole afternoon would be quite difficult. But I think that balance against the fact that most people want to be able to say, well, look, I can have just this one day off as opposed to, well, I need an hour over 3 days, an hour each
Yeah.
day for 3 days. You could end up having to take 3 afternoons or 3 mornings or whatever off. So I think in general, and also for the sake of the lecturers, I think a lot of the time Simon Kirby's already said to me that any of his students, he wants to be on the first day, on the Wednesday, right? And that's because I shifted it. I basically had it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to begin with. And then it moved down twice to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So Wednesday's the only day left that he can make.
Oh, I see, right, yeah, that's probably
So,
right, because he said he can only make one.
yeah, so, and the other thing is, when we get some calls, say we have, for instance, three people supervised by Bob Ladd, then it might be that then we are going to have to contact Bob and say, Bob, these three of your students are going to be talking. Presumably you want to be there, so can you give us a time that would be good for you? And then we can put them in a block at one time,
Yeah.
because he says, yeah, okay, Thursday afternoon, I've got completely free.
Yeah,
So I think we do need to stick everyone together, particularly if they've got the same supervisor. And it's also good if talks are on the same topic for a whole morning or a whole afternoon, because then people will come along and go, oh, this morning it's all on phonology, or this morning it's all on applied linguistics, and then, okay? As much as possible, anyway.
I mean, that's so far it's just a general statement of interest, what we're intend to do, what we actually get to do with it later when we have this stuff.
Yeah. Now, we need, if I'm going to send out this call, we need a deadline for titles. So, what should we say? Something like, because we need a deadline for titles and a deadline for abstracts. So let's set the latest deadline for the sort of abstracts deadline first, because we need to have a meeting and that's going to
Yeah.
be when all the real work starts.
Yeah.
So what's the absolute latest? Obviously, I mean, maybe the end of
2 weeks ahead. End of March.
March might be okay.
Yeah.
I'm going away for 2 weeks on the 4th. starting on the Wednesday and the first day back is Tuesday. I think I'm coming back. I'm trying to get this right. Hopefully I'll be back in time that we'll be able to do something the day before, because I think I'm going back. We might even have to come in the evening, but that's not the end of the world. But we might have to set some things up, like maybe just get the chairs organized or whatever. We might actually have to go into the rooms and get things ready. And there's going to be other things like getting the technology ready. So not only is there a pressure to have talks that are on a similar topic together, but also if people need the same kind of computer setup, it's good to have them together so we don't have to keep changing it. So, because I think it was Cedric who's already offered to do whatever we need him to do. He just needs to know in advance what people need so that he can be there and get it ready for them. So I think when
Kinds of
people,
things do you think people are actually going to need?
well, hopefully most people will either have something like PowerPoint or they'll just have PDF slides or something. Hopefully no one will have anything too specialized.
In my experience, what you usually should have is some kind of what's it, overhead thingo, beamer. In some cases we might, if it's really tough, we might be in need of a of some sound system.
I mean, we get the
Recordings.
B9 for all of
Yeah, it's got a
It
lot
should
in there,
be
but I
there,
think
yeah.
it does take a little bit of, I
But
mean,
yes.
I think sometimes maybe people need to be in Linux rather than Windows, and so booting them
Yeah.
out
Yeah.
is sometimes an issue, I think. But I think what we should say is when I put out this call, I'll put both deadlines, and I think I'll say that when you send in your abstract, you need to mention any technology you intend to use, so that at least we have all the information. Yeah? So deadlines. Okay, so let's think about this. If we gave them a whole month or just over a month, then that would be okay, wouldn't it? Because we've still got, oh no, it wouldn't be okay at all. If we gave them a whole month, that would give us hardly any time. So if we gave them, say, till mid-March, that would be good. So give them something like 10 days or whatever to get the title in, and then give them a week on top of that to get the actual abstract done. And the abstract doesn't have to be much, it's probably only half a side of A4 or something, isn't it? Just enough that we can see whether it's interesting or what kind of area it fits into. That's all we really need. See, ideally I would like to have given them a bit longer, but I think
Nah,
that would be
no
okay.
way anyway.
decide what they're gonna do and send the title, or is it gonna be on the basis of the title, do they want more time to write the abstract?
I think if they're really serious, to be a bit late with the title might not be bad because it will help them to.
So give them the seventh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So. So Monday the 7th is the title, and this presumably will apply across the board, right?
Yeah.
And Monday the 14th for the abstract.
And we've got an email address to send those to. Or was it.
Well, we kind of have. We were given.
Getting access to the account.
The only thing is accessing the account. They can send it to PGC at Lynn.
Yeah.
As long
Yeah.
as we can get the.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'll do then. I'll go and see Mike today and get the password and everything because we possibly have it, but I'll just sort that out with him. Because if we're gonna tell everyone to email PGC, then we have to make pretty sure that we can actually access the account and that it's operational and stuff. Because so far I've just been using my own email address, but it would be better. It's quite easy to send from an email address, because you can send from any email address you like. It's
Yeah.
just the fact that you need to. It's just the fact that when they reply to it, you need to be able to access it. So I already tried it once, and I'm sure they gave us a password. And
Yeah.
I even actually. Oh, that's it
Well,
then.
you've got it all
No problem.
written
That's it. So,
down.
does it. I mean, you may already know, but the thing is, if you want to send this call for abstracts, you know, when you do the philosophy and thingy one, then if you want to send from PGC, then, I mean, you might already know, but you can go, if you did it from webmail, you can just create a new account for yourself, and where it says it actually has a send call address, and you can just put PGC@Lynn and just do it that way. Or depending on your normal email client, you might be able to do it, but. It doesn't matter too much.
Yeah.
The other thing you could do is have is just fill in the reply to address as PGC,
Yeah.
depending on what you want to do. But that's what I'll do. I'll send it from PGC, so if anyone replies, it will just go to that account, and any of us can access it at any time. Presumably, you can access this up from webmail or, you know, or iMac or whatever.
Should I take care of the web page?
Yeah, if you want to create a web page and just copy my email into it or something, and anything else you might want to
Yeah.
do, and then later on we can put the program in.
Yeah.
Cool.
So. Okay.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
How's online? Is it quite, is it
It's
how much
not
to you?
quite. Two or
Not
three
quite,
minutes
but
to.
I'm
You've got
not
something
quite far.
for two, haven't you?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so very quickly then, can we arrange a new time to have a meeting? Do you think we need to. How long do you think until we need to meet again? Have we got enough to be getting on with? We probably have, haven't we?
Yeah. I mean,
Okay.
let's just.
So, I mean, maybe. I mean, ideally, I suppose we'll meet.